Welcome to Chatterbox, the Norwich Talking Newspaper. This is edition number 2131, recorded on Wednesday the 9th of June 2021. I'm Kevin Ford and I'm joined by Sue Ryan. In this edition, we will be bringing you news, items and letters from the Norwich Evening News, updates from our information desk and a couple of features. This week we welcome new listener Mrs. Peggy Howes. Welcome along. We hope you enjoy receiving Chatterbox. The latest edition of Norfolk Magazine will follow this Chatterbox recording, which in turn will be followed by the summer 2021 edition of Norwich Citizen. Norwich Citizen includes information on free events in the city this summer, as well as council news and recycling information. But first, here's Sarah letting us know what she has in store for us in the Norfolk Magazine.
Hello everyone. Oh, it's good to be back again with the May-June 2021 issue of the Chatterbox Norfolk Magazine. The county's special bond with the horses is celebrated in this issue, along with tales from horse lovers whose trusty steeds have given them great pleasure and comfort. We hear from the Cromer man who hired our future king, a marvellous Norfolk man who's become an internet sensation, and some great characters who've shaped the city. From the man who created Coleman's mustard, to a great engineer and a shoemaker to the stars, to a farmer with a deep love of the land. So keep listening after the news to hear about some very interesting people and places.
News over the last 2 weeks has been mainly concerned with adjusting to the easing of COVID-19 regulations and the hope that we are going in the right direction to justify further relaxation in a few weeks' time. Our first batch of news, therefore, is on a health theme and starts off with a report on the vaccination progress in Norfolk, followed by one on our COVID-19 infection rates. We then hear about a woman whose recovery from COVID-19 prompted her to change career to become a professional carer. This is then followed with news of a new beer being developed to raise funds for the NHS, and finally we learn about some wonderful new scanning equipment that has been acquired by the Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital.